This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Authorities may be running out of chances to stop the spread of a fish called the northern snakehead. It comes from Asia, and it's been turning up in the Potomac River. Snakeheads are notoriously ugly fish with sharp, pointy teeth and a voracious appetite. Apparently, these fish were dumped in the river. Some came out of fish tanks, while others came from people who bought the fish alive to cook them and then changed their minds. NPR's John Nielsen reports on the effort to stop a destructive fish.
Clifford Magnus of Waldorf, Maryland, doesn't like to waste time getting to his favorite fishing spots. Blasting west across the Potomac River at 70 miles an hour in his top-of-the-line metallic purple and silver bass fishing boat, Magnus says he's about as hardcore as bass fishermen get. But as we near a shaded canal on the Virginia side of the river, Magnus complains that nobody ever asks him about bass anymore.
My next-door neighbors have been asking me every time I go out on the boat, "You catch a snakehead yet? You catch a snakehead yet?"
At first, it was funny. Then it was annoying. Then, while fishing for bass a few weeks ago with his friend Don Jenkins, Magnus caught a slimy 2-foot eel-shaped greenish fish with a mouthful of scary-looking teeth.
Don's going, "What is that? Is that a grenell? One of those mudfish?" And I guess they're also called bowfin. And I said, "No." I said, "That's great, big, mature, full-grown snakehead."
Magnus throws the bass he catches back into the water alive. But officials in Virginia and Maryland say the snakehead should be killed on sight. So that's what Magnus tried to do.
I hit him in the head 4 or 5 times with a pair of pliers. And the fish laid real still after that. I went ahead and pulled the hook and bait back out. Threw it in the live well. Didn't put any water in there because they wanted the fish dead.
Invasive species experts from the state of Maryland were waiting for Magnus when he got home to Waldorf. At that point, the fish he'd bashed in the head 4 times with a pair of pliers had been out of the water for more than 4 hours. But Magnus says it wasn't even close to dead.
It was flopping all over the live well. It was almost impossible to pick out of there, and I finally wound up putting some gloves on. And when I picked it up, the slime was just running off it like spaghetti sauce, just pouring down off the sides of it.
Alien fish find their way into the nation's waterways all the time these days, spilling out of everything from goldfish bowls to the bilge pumps on cargo ships. Almost all of these invaders die or fail to do any damage, but every now and then, one of these invaders spreads through the water like a disease, gobbling up all the native fish, wounding entire ecosystems, and surviving all attempts to kill it off. In the Mississippi, it's invasive carp that are ruining the lives of local fishermen. Off the southern half of the Atlantic coast, it's invasive lionfish. The northern snakehead seems to be the latest of these so-called frankenfish. Jonathan McKnight is an invasive species expert with the state of Maryland.
The snakehead is a highly aggressive, highly adaptive, mobile species. There are some things about it that are truly fearsome. It can walk on land for limited periods of time. It can survive out of the water for days at a time. It is nasty and toothy, and it breeds prolifically.
Female snakeheads hold up to 50,000 eggs, and some breed 5 times a year. The adults feed voraciously on other fish and on many kinds of frogs. At home in Asia, northern snakeheads live for hours out of the water while wiggling from puddle to puddle. In the U.S., the snakehead has already inspired a movie called Snakehead Terror, in which giant mutant eel-shaped fish attack a small town.
Like a whale.
Oh, this is impossible. There's no way we're going to stop something like that.
Real northern snakeheads don't bite people, let alone bite their heads off. But when a single adult snakehead turned up in a pond in Maryland 2 years ago, state officials didn't mess around. They poisoned the pond, killing all of the fish in it. When the poison was applied, 9 more snakeheads rose to the surface, along with about 1,300 of their young. Few other fish were found in the pond, suggesting that they'd all been eaten. For a time, it looked like quick action by the state had nipped the snakehead threat in the bud. But in April of this year, local fishermen started catching them in shallow waters on both the Maryland and Virginia sides of the Potomac River. Fisheries scientists from both of those states have been playing catch-up ever since, scrambling to the homes of fishermen who've pulled the snakeheads in.
It's number 15 here. Pull her out of the ice box.
There it is.
Check it out.
Scott Herman, a fisheries technician with the state of Virginia, recently picked up one of these fish in the front yard of a man named Tom Wu, who often fishes in the Potomac. Wasting no time, Herman weighed and measured the fish on a table set up on Wu's front lawn. Then he took out his cutting tools.
Next thing I'll do is try to sex the fish out to see if it was a male or female. Just by doing a little slice along the belly, we'll see if it had any eggs in her. Last one we did had a big female, full of roe. Now thousands of small little snakehead eggs in the two ovaries.
Herman says it's possible but not likely that this snakehead was pregnant when it entered the river. It's at least the second pregnant snakehead he has found, and he expects to find more. Roughly 20 other snakeheads have been found in the Potomac in the last 2 months. In other words, they're probably here to stay. State officials studying this fish aren't ready to give up, however. Jonathan McKnight of the state of Maryland says that's because there's still a lot that can be done to blunt the effects of a possible snakehead explosion.
If we can attenuate the spread, if we can slow down the spread of new species into new habitat, it gives the ecosystem a chance to catch up with these invaders, and it gives a chance for them to develop predators, to develop parasites or diseases from the surrounding fauna and flora, which can step in and prevent the initial shock of that species moving into an area from causing the ecological damage that it can sometimes do.
State officials in both Maryland and Virginia don't have anywhere near the resources needed to win this kind of battle, but they do have some powerful allies.
Oh, man, missed another one.
Fishermen like Cliff Magnus say they're more than willing to go out of their way to catch as many snakeheads as they can in hopes of protecting bass and perch. There's a lot more money at stake here than people think, he says.
And when the Bassmasters is in town, or the BFL, or the Walmart Bass Fishing League, you know, every hotel's full, every gas station's working, every restaurant's full, and it would be a shame to lose not only the fishery, but the income. I mean, there's a lot of people who depend on that kind of stuff.
Magnus says a well-known chain of fishing stores recently announced that it would pay a bounty for snakeheads caught by local fishermen. He thinks local governments should match it. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.